Hashutin shotzu lasos mechitza b'chater. The partners who want to make a mechitza in the yard, blames kozlemta, they build the wall in the middle. So in the Bavli, of course, there's a great deal of discussion what the mechita is, what the koisel is, but we're not going to do that in the Ujami. Makosh Nogul even knows that the place where they build various different materials, gevil, which is a thicker stone, unfinished, gauzy finished stones, kvisin, it's a type of brick, venim, a smaller type of brick, half brick, whatever, kvisim are half bricks, and actually, and they have plaster between the two half bricks. Venim are whole bricks, and there's no plaster between, so it's actually a narrower wall. Broinim, they built hakol kaminei gvil, everything based on the custom of the land. Begvil, since it's the thickest, zenosin shloshet tvachim, each one gives 3 tvachim of room. Begazis, which is a thinner wall, because it's finished, zenosin tvachim mechza, zenosin tvachim mechza, each gives 2.5. Bekvisin, which is even a smaller wall, zenotin tivchaim, zenotin tivchaim, which one gives 2 tvachim. Bilavanim, in bricks, which are the narrowest walls enumerated here, zenotin tevim mechza, zenotin tevim mechza, each gives 1.5, altogether 3 tvachim. Therefore, enough la koisel, if the wall falls, since it's a tzun, they both gave place for the wall, and they both gave stones to the wall, so if it falls, they split the wall in half. Okay? So, as for now, the next Gemara, I had a lot of difficulty. This first Gemara, I was trying to figure out exactly what it meant. I looked at the various Mefarshim and saw what they said, and didn't like anything they said. Basically, I come up with my own pshat. So I'm going to give you my shot here. How do we learn later on? Right? It says over there that divided the field when the yard when they have 4 amas to each one. So why here it say rotsu? Over there it doesn't mention anything about rotsu. Sounds like they both have to agree over here. Over there they don't have to agree. Now, if one of them demands, then he has the right to do so. Why say here rotsu? Right? That they want. So Arme, they said, Taman b'shein shneim rotzim. There indeed, they both don't want to, and it's a question of whether they are going to nevertheless or not. Bramacha, but here, b'shein shneim rotzim, here we're talking about that they both want to. Now, what does want to mean, actually? The way I want to explain want to is that want to has to do not with dividing up, but has to do with the use in the yard. They want to use the yard for personal matters. The reason why this wall is being built, according to the Gemara and Bavli as well, is because of what principle? The principle of Hezekiah, of damaging another person by looking at it. So over there, b'she'en sh'tem rotzim, that's where both of them do not want to use the yard for personal purposes. One person does and one person doesn't. So they divide it up no matter what, because that one person wants to divide it up, right? Whoever it is. That's 4 amos, each one gets, as long as each one has 4 amos, you divide up the yard, right? But here, b'shein shneim rotzim, we're talking about not just dividing up the yard. Well, I forgot. I didn't say it the way I wanted to say it. The question is like this. Let me do it again. Hey, eich didet someone, eich lo zechatzit shir arba amos zeh b'arba amos zeh. But there, it doesn't say you have to divide up with this kind of thick wall and how to divide it up with the wall. And here it talks about dividing up with the thick wall and how to divide with the wall. Why the difference? Why over there's... What? Yeah, they don't care about the material, right? So there, Amei Tamei Shein Shneim Rotzim is where they don't both want to use the yard for private matters. Neither of them wants to use the yard for private matters, right? So therefore, how do they divide up the wall? The yard? Any way they want them, which is with like a little, the rail, split rail fence, a precipice, right? They don't have to use actually a solid fence, right? But here, they both want to use the yard for private matters. So therefore, they have to build a wall which prevents Hezekiah, right? And you can even tell over here...
The rotzim really doesn't have to do with the splitting.
No, it has to do with using it. V'afilu tamar b'halacha b'she'ein shneim rotzim. You can even say by other case, they don't both want to use it for personal use. But rotzah zeh, kaifin l'zeh. If one guy wants to use it for personal use, then we force the other guy to participate. Rotzah zeh, kaifin l'zeh. If the other guy wants to, then we force this guy. Why is that? Because l'maisa, since yards are made for personal use, that's the purpose of a yard. So therefore, as long as one of them wants to use the yard for personal use, he can compel his neighbor to put up the privacy wall between the two of them. So later on, I'll talk about where they don't need privacy because neither of them wants to use it for the purpose of private pursuits. But here, even one of them wants to use it for private pursuits. Rotsu means to use it for private pursuits. So then they have to put up this common wall. So according to this, Rotsu here not means Rotsu to divide up the yard, which is one of the options in the Bavli, rather wants to put up the fence because they want to have the privacy within the yard. Okay? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan Yochanan said, Kaifim b'chatzeros, we compel this compelling that once I compel the other to build the wall, b'chatzeros by yards, because they're used for personal uses. V'enkofim b'gagos, but not by roofs, because roofs are not used generally for personal use. They didn't do that because the yard was adjacent to the house, but the roof, once they had to go out on the roof, they would get all dressed up. You know, they wouldn't actually go and do personal things. And that's in the Bavli as well. Now, so there's a line that I'm going to use this Koryal extensively on this. Mal ein kofin begagos. What does it mean, ein kofin begagos? It's not in our Gemara, but this Koryal has it. Rabbi Nasa Sovar, now back to our Gemara. Nasa Sovar, Meimar, Nasa said, what did Rabbi Yochanan mean by that? So Rabbi Nasa, man, told the man, b'chotzer shehu l'malam min hagag. So about a... Even when the yard is above the roof, in other words, somehow it's on the side of a mountain, and they have a yard above the roof. So here it should be kofin. Okay, the Skorial puts in the word kofin. He said, in that case, even though the yard is above the roof, and the roof guy could say, what can I possibly see into your yard? Nevertheless, we require the roof guy to participate. Because the chotzer guy wants to participate. Avogag shulamala min achotzer, but if the gag is above the chotzer, the other way around, in that case, ein koifin. Again, I'm going with the Escorial. It says, ein koifin, we don't compel him. In other words, if the roof is above the chotzer, you know, I just said it over wrong. Sorry, my mistake. It should be like this. No. He does change it. But right in this way to explain it. Nasasar Meimar, b'chotzer shulamala min hagag, when the chotzer is above the gag, koifin, we compel the koifin. Chotzer shulamala min hagag, when the chotzer is above the gag, we compel the chotzer above the gag. Right. When the chotzer is above the gag. Yeah, okay. This is the way it works. Rabbi Nasa was under the impression that there's a special halacha like this. A guy who has a roof is not required to participate in building walls. Because he's not going to use his roof for private uses. Even though he's going to see into the other guy's backyard where he's doing private uses, he's not compelled. It's fair is fair. It's not my responsibility because I have a roof, you have a yard. So I wouldn't gain out of this, so therefore you can't compel me to participate.
But that's
going to be Rabbi Yochanan is going to argue on this. Rabbi Nasa or whoever's next opinion is going to argue. That's but Rabbi Nasa took Rabbi Yochanan face value. It says the gagos ain't koifin, but chatzer is koifin. So we learned the chatzer shulam ma'alamina gag koifin. When the chatzer is above the gag, we compel the guy in the chatzer to build a fence, right? Because he's the one who can look down. And he also wants to be protected himself, so he's got to build the wall. The chotzer above the gag has got to build. Aval gag shul ma'al chotzer, but when the roof is above the yard, even though he's going to look down into the yard, and he's going to see much more private things. He doesn't have to build, because he says, my roof is a roof, and a roof is used for less private things. Therefore, I don't have to get involved in building privacy walls. Now, Rabbi Yochanan saw that. Now, Rabbi Yochanan, the difficulty that the Chartier so points out is that Rabbi Yochanan was the one who made the statement before. So it's difficult to say that Rabbi Nassim and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing about what Rabbi Yochanan said. Also, Lieberman says Rabbi Yochanan was older than Rabbi Nassim. He wouldn't be brought down second after Rabbi Nassim. So they actually changed the gear since Rabbi Yochanan. But Rabbi Yochanan saw Mamertz and they changed it. He's explaining Rabbi Yochanan. And this is the Gemara is giving, therefore, what seems the preferred explanation. Arguing Rabbi Nasa. He says, Punk fakert. Yochanan Mamer, b'chotzer shulam malam in a gag, when the chotzer is above the gag, then ain koifin. Right? When the chutz is above the gag, then you're not koifin, because the chutz there is not going to seize down, and the gag doesn't do private things, so then you don't compel the chutz guy to build a privacy wall. Avo gag shulamala mina chutz there, but when the gag is above the chutz there, koifin, then you do force the gag guy to build. So the way Rabbi Nassau took Rabbi Yochanan's statement was very dogmatic, that the guy was in the roof doesn't actually ever have to build a wall, because he doesn't have privacy needs, so therefore he doesn't participate in a privacy wall. Whereas Rabbi Yonason here learns it much less dogmatically and much more logically. So it depends if Hezekiah is occurring or not. And therefore, if the Gog is above the Chatzer and causing Hezekiah, in that case, the Baal HaGog does have to build a wall in order to protect against the Hezekiah and the Chatzer below. Okay? The Chemigina. Gino is also a problem of Hezekiah. We don't want to look at other people's gardens. He's because of Kai, because of Ayin Hara, or other potential damages. Also, for him, have Hezekiah. Makosh Nagul Lidor Lidor. If the place where it's accustomed to build fences, you build fences. Avo Bebika, but in a Bika, which is open fields, not vegetable gardens, but open fields, Makom Shnagu Shlo Lidor, a place is admitted not to have fences, and Mechaivin also, we don't require them to build fences. Eliyim Rotzim, so he wants to build a fence in a Bika, an open field area. Kleistok Shalom, he moves the fence into his own yard. Vazachazim Chutzim, he makes a sort of facing on the front in order that people should know that he built it himself. Therefore, if in this case if the wall falls, the place and the stones belong to him alone. If in a Bika, nevertheless, they both decide to participate in building this wall, but if they build it between the two fields, they make a double chazis, so neither can claim they built the wall by himself. And therefore, in that case, if the wall falls, the place and the stones belong to both of them. Says Martani, we learned to the Braisa. And this brought the Braisa, the Shushan is brought down in the Halacha, in the Shulchan Aruch. Begina ben Makom Shnagu Shaloli Dar, where Begina, Makom Shnagu Dar, Begina, where its place of the custom is to make fence, ben Makom, the square reverses, ben Makom Shalonagu Ligdar, even the place where there is no minig yet. Koifin. In other words, the default in place of a gina, a vegetable garden, is even if there is no minig as of yet, there is, among most people, expectation of privacy in order to prevent ayin hara or whatever else, and therefore they can compel the other guy to build. If it's a place where there is a minig to make a fence, and koifin minig amokum requires you to be koifin. Shaloli dor, if there's a minig not to make a fence, so ain't koifin, then there is no default. On the contrary, the default there is that you don't compel to build a fence. So by gina, the default where there is no minig is to build. By pika, the default where there is no minig is not to build. Okay? Next malach.
What? Presumably
because
you don't grow things.
Grow grain, but it's not either less susceptible to ayin hara, people less makman ayin hara, because it's just so it's not the feasibility of building wall. Vegetable patches are small, you know, the fields are big, so it's the loss, you know, what's the loss outlay ratio, I don't know exactly what the word I'm looking for is, but it's not worth it to build, because even whatever minimal cost the INR will bring, it's not worth it, so therefore the minute would not to be built. If I surround you on three sides, and I build a wall, it's a big issue in the Bavli where the wall's between me and you or between us and the outside world. But in any event, one of the two, either one will work here. I surround you on three sides. I fenced in one side. It's a she in the second time, it's a shlish in the third side, so the guy in the middle is not required to build, to participate. He says, I'm not driving it on, my fourth side is wide open. Rabbi Yosef says, of course, if the guy did build the fourth side, then he's liable to participate, according to Tanakama. Rabbi Yosef also says, if he builds the fourth side, in other words, if the sounds from here, well, it's an issue in the Bavli. If the Nikaf builds the fourth wall, the guy in the middle builds the fourth wall, then he has to pay for all the initial three walls. And the Shaila is how much he has to pay in the initial three walls. That's just a symbolic amount, or the full half. That's a Machlokes in Tanakam Rabbi Yossi, but the Bavli Yerushalmi doesn't get into it. Chatzer Kreisel Chinofa. If a wall fell and it was between two neighbors, then one neighbor can compel the other neighbor to build up to four, to rebuild it. Ad arba amos, the height to prevent Hezekiah is four amos. Up to four amos, b'cheska shenasa, we assume both of them participated because the other guy could assume, so therefore they built it up to four amos. Achevi raish lo nasan, so we assume that both participated until somebody who claims that he was not paid brings proof that he wasn't paid, right? Midat amos l'mal, above four amos, there's no need to build it because there's no point anymore in terms of Hezekiah. So therefore, we know one of them is given. We assume that only he is. If, however, the guy next door put a wall adjacent to this wall, in order to, what seems, put a roof on top and make himself some additional space. Abishlona son love is tikkurim, though he hasn't yet put the roof on top. Magag love is a call, we make him pay for half of everything, including that which is above four amos. Becheska shlona son, and there, we assume he hasn't yet paid, since he wasn't required to pay above what's above four amos. Achevi raish nosan, unless he brings a proof that he actually did pay already. Okay? Rav Chuna said, Ubiyavad, it must be, it should be coined as Goriel Kishar Shabana Akshav. Now, when the Mashbiach explains this is going on the Sefer, on the case of the Kreisel Chata which fell down. But it doesn't sound like that from the Sugi, rather, it sounds like the Ribaz and Lieberman learned that story about where the Nikaf got up and built the fourth wall. Okay? So, yeah, he had three walls around him, and he built the fourth one. So we're mechayvim to pay in the first three walls, but only based on what he spent on now. In other words, let's say he spent on the first. Now I'm going to learn this the way I want to learn it, and then I'll tell you the way other people do learn it. Let's say the first three walls are based on material which cost $10 a cubic meter, and he built out a material which cost $8 a cubic meter. So he has to pay half of the surrounding walls when he built from his $8 a cubic meter wall, so that generates a liability upon him to pay half of the entire three walls around, but only according to the $8 per cubic meter price, because he says that's the type of wall I was willing to put up. I didn't want to put up a more better wall than that. So it's true, you got me now, but he only got me based on half of what I myself was willing to spend. Okay, Kishar, like the level Shabana Achshav, Din have a bunny to Kifin. If the guy was surrounded, built Kifin, right? Now, Kifin, according to most of the Mepharshim, I don't understand how they're learning and why they're learning this way, but most of the Mepharshim, Kifin is more expensive than Levainim. And that's going to have ramifications on the next line. The way I want to learn is Kifin are less expensive than Levainim, and that makes the Sugya go much, much smoother. And the Shulchan Aruch sounds like me. Shulchan Aruch doesn't use Kifin, he uses uses Kanim, which are clearly worth less than Levainim. But so it sounds like me. The Mashpiach also says keeping. He says this is really the issue. Keeping are half bricks. Levainim are whole bricks, right? Kfisin in the first Mishnah. So keeping is a half a brick. When the first Mishnah says you build a wall with two half bricks and plaster in the middle. So in essence, half bricks come out to be more expensive than whole bricks, right? But I'm learning that it's one set of half bricks, so it's cheaper than whole bricks, okay? So it says, Dina of a bunny keeping if the guy in the middle built his fourth wall with half bricks, so it should be, the next word, top of base, now should be the Rashba, in other words, change it, Gave Lady Kifin. So the guy who built the three other walls can collect based on the price of Kifin. Bramhecha Dahave Bane, the Bane the Kifin. But let's say the guy around him built with Kifin, right? Which is the lesser material, right? So he built with the lesser material. Uvanse bilavanim, and the nikaf, the guy in the middle, he built his area with superior. In other words, the other way around, right? He built the other guy around built with $8 walls, and the guy in the middle built with $10 walls, right? So let's say now he wants a time like this. He says, you know what? I don't like your wall at all. I don't want to participate in your wall. Had I built the wall, I would have bought the $10 cubic meter wall. You built a stinky wall, an $8 cubic meter wall. I don't want to participate with you. Is that a legitimate taina? No. That's what Gemara says. He has to pay him based on half of the $8. God willing to keep it. He says, I would not have built a wall like that. So says Gemara, fine. The
Chum is agreeing.
Yeah.
Why?
It's all Rav Chunah speaking. Again.
Why before does it go by whatever value the person?
That's where he built of equal or less. Now let's say he built of more.
So then,
okay. So then he has to participate based on lower amounts, right? So again, let me read Rav Chunah again for the beginning. Based on whatever he built. And if it was the same thing, then God will let him keep it, right? That would be easy. The guy around built Kifin. The guy in the middle built Levanim, higher grade. So God will let him keep it, he pays him based on the lower grade, right? The Cholsha the Nafil Barney lay. Now what happens? So what happens if it falls down? Nikov says, see, I told you so, right? So Makiv says, in other words, it hasn't fallen down yet. But the Makiv should be able to the Garnel should be able to preempt and say, well, this is what happens if it falls down? Use the inferior building material, what happens if it falls down? So the Makiv guarantees that he says, Cholsha the Nafil Barney lay. I guarantee if it falls down, I'll rebuild it. And then the Nikaf, because of that guarantee, he has to participate halfway. Even though he would have built it to a superior grade, but Lamaisa, he has to pay half of the inferior grade, and if it falls down, the Makif will rebuild it. Okay? Now, that would be a header from the Mishnah. But all the Farshim say the header is wrong. And rather, we're going now to write to the last case in the Mishnah. A case of where you built a wall for adjacent to your friend's wall, except the Gra. The Gra is a unique shot in the next case. Rav Chuda Mar Megalgel Lov Pshuto Shel Kaisel. That means, like, let's say this: his wall, he built a wall, my neighbor, which is above 4 amos, right? It's above 4 amos, and he built that wall 8 amos long across the width of our entire yards. But I made a adjoining wall, which obviously I want to put a roof over, 4 amos down. Now, I didn't use the whole 8 amos. So everyone says, nevertheless, you have to pay half of the entire 8 amos span. Kipshuto Shokosa, like the spatulas of the entire war. Because, okay, so you decided to stop there, but it indicates that you were knocking the case, so you have to pay for the entire war. The Gra learns the exact opposite. The Gra learns there's halacha there, that there's halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that sometimes you pay the minimum amount of what the war would cost. Right? Even though the guy built a super duper wall, you pay the minimum, which is similar to halacha we learned before, Kushar Shabana, right? So the Gra learns that from this line over here. The Gra says Kipshuta Shkresa means the most pushing wall. He doesn't say, let's say my friend built this 8-amma thick wall, 8-amma wall, super duper best materials, right? And I built my adjacent wall, not so not so powerful, right? Just in order to sustain a roof, to make a little hut. So I only have to pay Kipshuto, like the least amount of what a wall would cost. That's how we learned. Not Kispashtuso, but like the simple part. Anyway, but most of us learned the first way around, including some of the Rishonim. So Ravuna Amar Megalo Kipshuto Shekoiso. Akdumo Orko. Okay, that has to do the length of the wall. What if you made L'Rochbo? What if you made it very thick? Right? The thickness does me no good, does it? Or does it? Maybe it makes the wall stronger, so I have to pay for the thickness as well. Oimer Anasana says, Kaisel Chotzer Lo Nasa Elo Lo Hotzer Lo. No. The Kaisel of a Chotzer only is made in order to save from Hezek Re'ia. Right? So therefore, if my friend decided to make a particularly thick wall, he can't compel me to pay for the thickness of the wall. So Nathan asks, wait a minute, Sarvi Mema Shimotsu Kosei Makra, do you think that if he doesn't want to put the beams on top to make a roof, he can't do, if he wants to put beams on top, he's not allowed to? I mean, what did our Mishnah say? It said he's going to make a tikra on it. He said, okay, he didn't make the tikra yet, but he's going to make a tikra. So don't you want the widest possible wall in order to be able to put your beams down in order to make your ceiling, your roof? So therefore, he should have to pay for the width of the wall, because the width of the wall assists him in putting up his own roof. So says the Gemara, Amrei Rezibun Tipotai De Mereshov. No, he can retort that he would put up that his roof is going to put up on his own support beams that he's going to put next to the other guy's wall. His own Mereshov, yeah, Mereshov is a beam. But he'll put it on his own, either on his own support beams or on his own adjacent wall. Because remember, he built a wall perpendicular or an adjacent too. So he can say, I'm going to put the my beams, my roof on top of my beams. Now, if he put his roof on top of the other guy's wall, he's not going to have to pay for the width of the wall as well. But until he does such a thing, he can tie in a note, I'll pay you for the height. Because I have to do that, but not for the width. The width does me no good. Hi, I'm going to put up a roof. I'm going to put up the roof on my own supporting beams. Okay? Halacha da. Kavanas leiv nos beishar. We compel the people live in a common courtyard to build a beishar, which is a gatehouse, a delis, a door, the chater for the courtyard. Courtyards need a gatehouse. We compelled to build a wall for the city. And doors and a bolt. Not all walls are suitable for not all cities are suitable for the wall. How long do you have to reside in the city of Yekon Chair and be like members of the city? 12 months. If you build a house based here, if you build a house, bought a house already. However, you merely are a member of the city, right? Renters, a year. But owners, immediately. Okay. You're an hour and a half late. Which alley? Here? Right here?
No. I had to turn around, so he tried to go to the kids' parking lot. But a car was blocking me. So I had to stop, and that was it. I couldn't move it. So another car came along.
And pushed you.
They all got out.
Got Okay, good.
Jumbling out.
Glad to see you.
They saw an old man.
All right. You didn't look particularly dangerous. I'm Ravi Lua. We're on Daf's base in Bobasra, page 3.
That's four.
We did a blot and a half in your absence. Not because your absence. I'm Ravi Lua. Ravi Lua said, Kini Urcha demanded his barnes. This is the normal path of people who have a substantial parnosa. Mavenly sure they build themselves these walls. In other words, yeah, they all started off. All the Sharma started off. You never noticed, right? They all started off. So, yeah. So we just started this morning. Rabbi Lok, Kini Yorcha, the Mandam aspires to be mavenly sure people who are rich, you know, they build gated communities. Sharma says, Hona Shir Kriya Zuzo, if a person has much wealth, then he builds a city, a powerful city. So therefore, that's a Shin Gamil's far, that not every yard needs a gatehouse. Who needs a gatehouse? The high and mighty people. The rich people, otherwise, they don't need a gatehouse, okay? So that's why he argues and says, can't necessarily compel participation in a gatehouse. Now, Tani, we learned by says, Shah Sham Shloshim Yom, a person dwells in a city for 30 days, says Shah with an ayin. Really, it should be Shah with a hay. Okay, he dwells there for 30 days. Areo Kanchi is in terms of the people of the city. Lekupa, in terms of the stock of Pushka, which is collected every Friday. Now, there's in a parallel sugya in Peah, it talks about, is that in terms of giving? In other words, we collect from him, or in terms of receiving as well? Okay, here the Yerushalmi doesn't seem to be concerned with that. We assume it's both giving and receiving after 30 days. Leksushi, in terms of collecting and receiving garments, 6 months. Lefasim, which is the pasim is the preservation, the city, the guarded, you know, the watch. Lezmios, and for taxes, shnemes achodesh, it's 12 months. Okay, so he has to pay for the watch and taxes after he's been there for 12 months. And of course, if he buys a house, the Mishnah said just before you came in, said it's immediate. This is only talking about if he's a tenant in the city, right?
Have you seen the words Mios before?
Have I seen it? No. But I just assume it's Pei Moshe.
Yeah, something
Pei Moshe. Yeah. I don't know. But I think it is there in Peah. I did see the parallel in the Tumbledosha Kisarina. I think it might have been there. So, Besar Kol Elaine Milane, that's the more I don't stand. After all these other things, which are less than 30 days, less than 12 months, Itmar Pasin Zimios Shnemes HaChodesh. Pasin Zimios are for 12 months. In other words, why can't they go by one of the lower shears? Sure. Seems to be that preservation of the maintenance, security, and the taxes could also be less than 12 months. Where do you find anything else which takes 12 months? Says Maharam Rabbi Yisrael Boon, or Yisrael Boon says there are other things which are 12 months. L'chite de Pesach, kamcha de Pesach, mos chitim. If you want to get the money for Pesach to make Seder, you have to be there 12 months. And Ben Lisav Litein, Ben Lisav Ben Litein, I'm learning this like the Mashmiach. The way Lieberman and the Pnei Moshe and the others learn here as well is that Ben Yisrael Ben Litein is referring, like the Gemara says in Peah, that all the things in the Brisa are both to give and to take at their respective times, right? 30 days, 6 months, a year. But learns it, Mashbiach, Ben Yisrael Litein means full rights as a member of the business community. Maso Matan also after 12 months. In other words, it's not just Pasin Zamios which are after 12 months, but the payment for the watch and taxes correspond to certain rights which we receive after 12 months, which are the kind of right to receive Moschitim and the right to do full business in the city. Okay? Anyway. So, but you could learn like Lieberman, but the Bnei Moshe as well. That's talking about Lisa Lite. To take and to give, but mainly it's masa matan, usually has a different meaning. Okay, halachay. En chodz chodz, one does not divide up a yard, less each individual will get four amos. 4x4 amos, which is approximately 6x6 or 8x8 feet, depending if you learn like Reb Chaim or the Chaz Nisha. Lo as a sudden, nor it's a field, actually tiye, but tisha kav in lezeh, tisha kav in lezeh, unless each guy can get 9 kav. Rabbi Yudah mer, actually, but tishas chatzoi kav in lezeh, tishas chatzoi kav in lezeh, half of that measure. 9 half kav per person. Okay? The laws again, they don't divide up a vegetable patch. Actually, the chatzikav is a chatzikav. See, vegetable patch is much smaller, right? It's half a measure each. Even base loiva, even a quarter measure each. The laws are traklin, not a large hall. The laws are moiron. I forgot what a moiron is. Another type of palatial mansion residence. The laws are shavach, nor a dovecot. Los a talis, nor a garment, los a merchats, nor a bathhouse, los besavad, nor an alapres, achebem kdeza kdeza, until each one can have a portion, which is viable. You know, it's like this past week's haftira. You know, they don't divide, right, dividing up the kid in half. That's not something sheesh bo kdeh chaluka. That's where each person gets a usable portion. No, 7 years. Amos, I was true. As much as they wrote him, if they—that's only true if they don't both want. As much as they wrote him, they both want. I feel about even if it's less. Yach local, they divide it up. In other words, even if each one's going to get half an hour press, what can you do with half an hour press? They have less. They divide up. It's their prerogative. However, Kisvei Hakodesh, the holy writings, scripture. They both want loyach loku. It's not proper to split up. Why? We'll see in an amazing Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan says, Arba amos shomu, that which each person gets 4 amos, and that's the minimum size which you could split a yard. It's chutzim arba amos shomu, besides the 4 amos of the doorways. So in other words, each doorway has to get a loading area. And besides that, there has to be 4x4 amos per person remaining in the yard. So it's actually going to be much more than 4x4 amos, right? The Tanaka Bar Kapora king. Bar Kapora let the brides like this. Ein chogim zel chotzi, don't the bar biyard, actually have a shmona amos is there. Each person has to have 8x4 amos. The 4x4 for his door, and the 4x4 for the yard itself. Says Mar Rebbe Yochanan, Rebbe Yochanan says, Alba amos shomru, interesting halacha. Those 4 amos that they said you get for your door, lo shein lo lekinyan. You don't get them. You don't own them. They're not yours. Ela sheemamid b'amta l'sho pori chaviloso. You get them temporarily. To put your animals there and unload your loads. Now I assume after they split up the yard, obviously each person owns his loading dock. But so about before they split up the yard, each person has loading dock rights in front of his door. Those loading dock rights are rights, but they're not ownership. Okay? Even though I can keep that area free and clear, it's like my lahav deal between my goalie crease, right? But I can't, I don't really own that area over there. Okay? So it says, we don't come to Cheskas Mishim later on. But yes, it's like Cheskas Tashmishim. Actually, I think in Ben Bavli it does come up in the first parak. Says Rabbi Yochanan Makshe. Now here, the Eskorial's Girsa is Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan is asking upon himself. But it doesn't matter. It's immaterial. If Rabbi Yochanan asks himself, Rabbi Yochanan is asking Rabbi Yochanan. Klumama arba amas elashay mami bamto upare chavilos elashah. Is the taka true? That's only a temporary thing. That's not your actual ownership of the loading dock. So there's a word missing here. It's Skorial. Ashkechtani. He found a takas a brisa, which says this. Av chulia sabor. If you have a well in the ground, and it has a rim around it, so yesh la'arba amos, you give 4 amos around it to the well, which obviously nobody owns, right? The well doesn't own itself, right? Mm-hmm. So, but you give 4 amos, the Bei Rabbi Yanai, according to Rabbi Yanai, off base on tiny golem, and also in front of a chicken coop, you also give 4 amos, and somehow, I'm not sure if that also is part of the proof, or that's a separate issue. But lamaise, we see that these four almas are allocated, even though there's no issue of ownership involved. So it's the allocation, not an ownership. Okay. Again, once they split it up, so then it's owned, right, by whoever gets it. But for it split up, the loading dock rights are rights and not ownership. Rabbi Elchanan, Rabbi Noya said, interesting thing, we actually had this in the Dorim, but I don't recall it, but we had it in the Dorim in the Yerushalmi. Anything partners can impede upon their partners before they split up, right? I can impede upon you, my partner, from doing anything in the yard which I'm displeased with, except for laundry. I can't compel you not to do your laundry there. Why? Because the honor of the daughters of Israel. Why? Because if they don't do it in the yard, they're going to do it in public. And when they do the laundry, you know, they roll up their sleeves, they roll up their dresses, so it's not sneers. So therefore, they have the honor, right to do it in the yard. That's where women do the laundry. But where men do the laundry, in that case, the partner can kick the man out and say, you go do your laundry in the public place. You do remember that?
Men do laundry.
That's right. Okay. It's also the laundry. You can't impede upon your partner from doing it. They cover themselves because the honor of the daughters of Israel. There's two words missing here, which are in the Gemara and the Dorim. Bechol achotzer. You can't impede upon him and say, don't do it anywhere in the yard. You have to give your partner the right to have his wife do laundry somewhere in the yard. But in the four amas which are his loading dock, remember, he has the loading dock rights, memachi gubiyot. You can say, fine, you can't say nimbi. You can't say, not in my backyard, because it's also his backyard. Say, not in the four amas allocated for my loading dock. You want your wife to do it, let her do it elsewhere in our common yard. Okay? The dog the tamar, and that would you say b'chol b'kol shuv. Also, the reverse is true. The converse, I should say. The dog the tamar, that would you say, but b'kol concerning everything else shuvim and machim zelzer. The partners can protest against each other, b'chotzer not to do it in the yard, but as long as they're partners, b'chol achotzer, that's in the entire yard. But I'm ba'amar amis the chavrei lo machim the other. I can't protest what my friend does in his loading dock area. Again, once he has those rights in that loading dock area, he can do anything he wants that I can't impede upon him from doing what he wants over there. Okay? Unless, if the place was sloped, I feel about our best. Now, this is once we're on top of Chatzeres, we get off on a tangent here. Somebody doesn't want to participate in Eruv. So in our backyard, we have a yard, we have a bunch of people who were want to milk in Eruv. One guy doesn't want to participate. Nichnas the beso, we go into his house, we compel him to give the Eruv. What does it mean to compel him? What do we take from him? Bread to participate in Eruv. Okay? Now, here should be the line in the parallel in Eruv, it's a different order, and there should be a different order here too. Go, skip down three lines to the first wide line. We're going to cut and paste. The tiny cane, we learned this also. You see in the first one line of the tiny cane? We also learned that it writes, with members of the movi compel each other. Last slim lechi to make a lechi, the pillar in front to remind people that that's the end of there. The core of the beam in front to remind people that's the air of the movi at the end of the alleyway. So standing with a chotzer, standing with a mavli, you compel participants. Now going back to where we were up to before, it says, wait a minute, Vatani, doesn't it say elsewhere, Vueno wrote to Larif, if he doesn't want to participate, but Eno Mimayin, he doesn't refuse, Nichnos in Lebeis, so we go into Zaus Marvlo al Korcho. Bivnei Shein Mimayin, right, because he doesn't refuse. but he refuses low. Then we don't go into his house. So basically, we want to know, what is such a scenario? When do we and when don't we go into his house? Now, in Erevin, the Gemara there answers, again, I didn't see, remembers, but I saw this in the Talmudic Shukesarin. He says that, in Erevin, says there, we're talking about it, stoki, right? The person who's not participating, but not refusing, is a Sadducee. He doesn't believe in Erev, because Erev is in the Rabbanah, right? Okay, so we go and we compel to participate nonetheless. But here it gives a different shot. Here it says, Rav Chuna, Rav Raya Serbun, Lo Shein Rotzar. So he doesn't want to participate in Erev, and the principle he does. Elaman Menevish Bisho, he's a miser. He doesn't want to give the bread. Lo Mish, Lo Boy Marva. That's why he doesn't participate. So him we compel. We go and lose us. If somebody Taka refused to participate in Erev altogether, we can't compel him. But this is somebody who does not participate in principle, he doesn't want to spend money, so to him we compel to give. Okay? Getting back to our issues above us. Rechuna said, Chotzer mischalekes lipsachin. A chotzer is divided up based on the amount of doorways it has. Meaning, if I have two doorways, I get double the 4x4 amos. Because I get 4x4 amos based on the doorways which I have. So in essence, I get more of an advantage. Says the Gemara, Rav Chisra said, Lizvalin he must nisa. I don't actually, we're not talking about dividing up the yard. Dividing up the yard, we divide up equally, no matter how many doorways we have. This is talking about in terms of the right to take out garbage and to keep
manure. Straw
outfit, manure, whatever it is. Yeah. I made a mistake before. I apologize. I learned, I said each one gets four amos. No, it's a proportion. But if I have two doors and you have one door, and we divide up, I get two-thirds and you get one-third. And he's arguing, saying, no, that's not true. He's saying each doorway gets four amos, and then we divide up the rest of the yard equally. So it's not, the amount of doorways I have doesn't give me a larger proportion of the yard. It gives me the right to four amos for each doorway before we divide up the rest of the yard. But the rest of the yard we divide up 50-50. Okay? So it's not proportional, but equal, except that each doorway gets a loading dock when we split up. Now, that's what he says, Lizvali Masisa means, Lizvali is for the loading dock. The loading dock where I take out the garbage and put the manure, that I get it by 4x4. But it's not proportional to the rest of the field. Okay? And the time came, we also like this, a brisa. Bekira tefach. Now, most unfortunately take out that line, kira tefach, because it's not in a brisa anywhere, and they have no idea what it means. Lieberman just does propose an idea. He said it means, if I rent out a stove, and this is a stove which is heated on the outside, so there are ashes all around it. So I rent out a stove, I, the renter, get to keep the ashes which are in the ashes used to make soap. So I get to keep the ashes which are in the tefach around the stove. But the ashes beyond that go to the balabos. That's what he proposes as being Bekir of tefach. That's not material to our Gemara. What's material is the next line. But Zvalim lefi psachim. In terms of Zvalim, in terms of manure, it's the amount of 4x4 amos I get is based on the opening. You know, I just started in terms of what you said before. This volume is obviously linked to the loading dock, because who's going to the loading dock? No, the donkeys. That's the manure being generated, because that's where the loading dock is. So the loading dock, they didn't have cars, they had donkeys. So in terms of loading docks, i.e. manure, each one gets four amos per door. But not the rest of the yard. Bach Sadra is like if you have an entryway. A gazebo, yeah. But there's a gazebo like Yerushalayim and Mir Shorim, when you enter higher floors of the, you know, they have like a balcony. You go up to a balcony and you enter from the balcony. So in dividing up the balcony, that's how divided up based on the amount of people who live there. So that there's actually that's the gear so over here and one of the Brisa, but most of them for them changed the gear so. They changed it to the same gear that's in the Bavli, which is Achsanya. You're quartering soldiers when you pay for quartering soldiers in the community, you pay per person. Okay, each person pays in the terms of Achsanya. Okay? Anyway, Vachatseiro show you mustamshus bama. If you have yards that you're using a canal, and in the Bible gives us ginos, or the Escorial gives us ginos of gardens, but same idea. Yeah, you have a stream, and each of 5 yards is using this stream for water, right? So, the stream got broken. So imagine you have 5 in line, right? So all the 4 downstream have to help the first guy upstream fix, because they all derive benefit from the stream when it passes through his chutzir. Vashnashar, the top guy, however, he doesn't have to fix it to anybody else, right? Because he's finished by the time he leaves his yard. Everybody else fixes with the second guy downstream. The second guy fixes opposite himself and the first guy, but no further. The bottom guy fixes with everybody else and also opposite himself. So the lower down you get, the more you have to fix with. Going further upstream, right? Is that clear? Mr. Zuger, you have an idea?
Yeah.
If you have, the stream is going downstream like this. Okay, just imagine this is the slope down the field, right? Okay? And then you have 5 yards to which it goes. This direction of the stream, right? So if the breakage occurs here, all the 4 lower yards have to fix with it, right? Because they're all deriving benefit. If the breakage occurs here, only the 3 lower yards have to fix with him, but not the yard above, because he's already out of the picture, right? The water main. And so if the breaks in the third guy's yard, so the bottom 2 have to fix the water main, but not the 2 above. Because by that time they've already gotten their water, and so on and so forth. Okay? Now the opposite is true. If 5 yards are using a drainage canal, obviously you want it to go out. It's the opposite, exact opposite, right? Okay, if it's scalkel and it broke, then everybody's got to fix it with the bottom guy. The bottom guy only fixes when it's opposite himself. Everybody fixes with the next guy up except for the bottom guy. The second guy can fix corresponding to itself and so on and so forth. The uppermost guy, in this case where it's a drainage ditch, he's got to fix up himself with everybody else. Depending if it's receiving water or draining waste, who has to fix corresponding to? Okay, it's logical. Now, if this was made for rain water, then the people lower down could say to the upper guys, "You can't do laundry in this. Why? Because it's going to ruin our rainwater, right?" But if some of them are using it for laundry, they can't protest those that are using it for rainwater, meaning that if it's the go by lowest common denominator, that which is used for rainwater, can't use for laundry because it's going to ruin it. But now it's just user rate for laundry. Some of them want to use it for rainwater. They're allowed to do so. It's interesting because these are two uses, which in terms of Hilchos Erevin are considered to be the uses for human consumption, both for drinking and for laundry. Okay, so there's a relationship. Okay. V'kisei HaKodesh. The Holy Scripture, Afa Pishas Name, Motzi, even though they both want to divide up, Lo Yachloku. So Rabbi Yeshua says, Kigon Tilim V'Divrei Yomim. You can't divide up. You take Tilim and I'll take Divrei Yomim. Avo Tilim V'Tilim Cholke, but you divide up Tilim corresponding to Tilim. Now, it's an amazing shot here in the Pnei Moshe. If you said this, it would be apikorsis. Pnei Moshe, he's not subject to such. Although the Amud Yerushalayim, as Amud Yerushalayim being at the bottom of this commentary, goes on for pages and pages and pages about this Pnei Moshe goes wild. But the Pnei Moshe says, you know why he can't divide the Divrei Yomim corresponding to Tehillim? Because Tehillim was written in Baruch HaKodesh. And Tehillim and Divrei Yomim wasn't written in Baruch HaKodesh. And therefore, so you can't. If I take Tehillim, you take Divrei Yomim. It seems that you're not a parallel Kedusha, and that's not proper. But if we want to split Tehillim in half, Gesundheit, we can split Tehillim in half because they're both halves are of equivalent Kedusha. So as I said, the Amud Yerushalayim goes crazy on this. He says, Chas v'sholayim, how can you say that Divrei Yomim was written with Ruach HaKodesh, but it's part of Ksuvim? And as I said, he goes on for pages and pages and pages about it. The Gori Pei Moshe is Taka Chiddush. But there's interesting alternate Girsa, which give a different shot that Lieberman brings down from the Bishon. He says, you can't split up, but rather, if they don't want to split up, we say good or a good, which means either buy my part or sell me your part. So it means that there, you don't, according to the altar of Shabbi, you don't split up a sefer. But if you have a duplicate sefer, choken. So the way the Pnei Moshe reads the Gemara, it means that you can't split up a sefer, you can't divide one sefer corresponding to another sefer because they're not of equivalent kedusha. By the way, Lieberman is saying, you don't split up if you have a single sefer of each, or rather one has to buy the whole set off the other, and the other one can get out of it. But you can do split up if you have duplicates. All right, Luke?
Said that
he did say the Mishnah? I don't think so. No. No, but it doesn't mean you have duplicates.
Not duplicates, but
I'm talking
about one volume.
Yeah, but I think he's following through with this even in the safely, saying it's not, he's saying that even if one volume each, you're still allowed to split up Divrei Yomim corresponding to Tehillim, even if they're separate books.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they're not of equivalent Kedusha.
That's what he says here.
Yeah. But it's saying, even despite the fact that they're separate books, you're supposed to kill, I think that's what he's saying. Okay? I'm not sure, but that's what I think so. I'm Rabbi Yukarevka said, Afilu, Tilim, Batilim, and Chokim. This is, you know what, obviously I was wrong. That can't be Lieberman's shot. Because it said, it's quite clear here, we're not talking about duplicates. So I'm not sure, I forget what the alternate shot is, which Lieberman says. Just scratch what I said before. Anyway. And Amud Yerushalayim obviously has a long shot here, which I didn't bother trying to figure out. So he says, I feel tilim and tilim and chokin. Even tilim and tilim, we don't divide it in half. Why should we tell she'en chokin? Elu boim v'korim v'elu v'elu v'korim v'elu. In other words, when you don't divide anything in half, because this way everybody's going to learn all of Tanakh. But when you divide up books, even if they're equivalent Kedusha, then not everybody's going to learn all of Tanakh, and that's not a good thing. Okay? Anyway, so therefore, clearly can't be duplicates. Right, so it has to be that, so you need there has to be a whole set intact so people can come and learn the whole set. So one has to buy it off the other, but you don't split up. Even if you don't say Pnei Moshe before, that one has greater kedusha than the other. So one is Ruach HaKodesh, one is not. But one can say that Tilim is with greater kedusha than Divrei Yomim. It's possible to say that. But that's still a big chiddush because, you know, usually we don't say such things. Anyway, says the Mishnah further. I can't dig a well near your well, because it's going to cause the walls of your well to be weakened. The low siach, siach is another type of dugout, lomara, nor a cave, lamasamayim, nor a water canal, nor a laundry pit. Unless I distance myself three tfachim from your wall, the sod besid, and I plastered the walls as well. Similarly, these are things which get hot. We have to distance geves, those are discarded olives after they've been pressed. There's a zevel, fertilizer. There's a metal, salt. There's a seed, plaster. There's a sloim, and...
What, limestone?
And limestone, yeah. There's a sloim, and piles of stones. Because of shechaver from my friend's wall, shloshet vachim, in order to prevent the heat from radiating out from this pile and damaging your wall. Osod besid, or you plaster, you line with limestone the pit where all these things are being stored. We distance planted areas, as a machresha plowed areas, that's meraglime and urine, mean akoyt so shlosh tfachim, three tfachim away. We distance a grindstone which through vibrations can weaken a wall. Shlosh mina shechev, three from the lower stone, which are four from the upper stone. There's a tanur and an oven, shlosha mina kalya, three tfachim from the base of the oven, shein arba minasav, which are four tfachim from the rim of the oven, since the oven gets narrower as it goes up. Says Markini Masnis, this is a way to read our mission. Now, the scoria is a lot added on here, but basically it's just the same as as here. He has this read the Mishnah. It should be instead of the vav, it should be O sod besid. Meaning in the ratio also where it says shlosh tvachim vis sod besid, just like in the seifa, it says either you distance three tvachim or you line it with limestone. Also, the beginning of the mission also should have said it's either you distance three tvachim or you line with limestone, not that you have to do both. Im sod besid, if you line your well koshun, no matter, it can be up to the rim of your friend's well. In low sabbasin, if you don't lime it with limestone, then three tvachim away, it has to be three tvachim away. Says the Gemara, low sabbasin, shlosh tvachim. Me'ado. Where do we see that? From the end of our Mishnah. Marachikin ma'geb is where it talks about the discarded olives, and the fertile zevel, the fertilizer, v'amelch, the salt, v'asid, and the limestone. Vasloim and the rocks, because of chaver shloshet tvachim, three tvachim away, osod besid. Says the Gemara, I have a kasha. Hachan, this kasha Gemara asked in Shabbos as well. Hachan, my nation, asloim artichim. The Gemara, the Mishnah here lumped together a pile of stones, distancing from my friend's wall, three tvachim, with the other things that radiate heat. Right? Olives, manure, things like that. So it sounds like here, that stones get hot. The cup of Mesechta Shabbos, you're allowed to do hatmon, you're allowed to insulate in stones on Shabbos. How come? That sounds like stones don't cause heat. No, now it's an insulated heat source. Rabbi Yosef says, no! Stones never cause heat. Right? They also cause heat. Here's a different reason. And they should all seem offered to chil tichoach. They make the dirt softer. Heavy stones are going to make the dirt softer. Umalki is going to damage the ground of the underneath my friend's wall. So there, it's not because of the heat, but because of the pounding that the land takes. Tani betsuna mutter. Now, we learned all these things are permissible when my friend's wall is made out of tsunam. Now, I don't know exactly what tsunam is. I should have looked it up, I guess, in the dictionary, but I didn't. It's some sort of harder material. And then all these things in the Mishnah don't have to be distance. I don't know exactly what it is. So says the more, Vehei Chomrin. Where do we see this is true? So we find Rabbi Yochanan Nafi Mishnah. This is amazing, Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan came out of the base medrash. Veshavach Mayim L'Choritar, and he urinated behind the wall, within 3 tefachim of the wall. V'loyadi, we don't know im shum da'avet tsunam. It's because the wall is made of tsunam, and therefore it's permissible. V'im shum da'avet beitzar, but maybe no. It was because he couldn't hold it back. He was in anguish. He couldn't hold back the urine anymore. So we see that it's not necessarily a maisa rav from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan may tend to his needs there. Let me just see if there's. I'll take a look after we turn the zudas in the dictionary. Maybe it says tsunam is. By the way, it says here that distance with Dremetza Mishnah, this is aimed from a mill. It's in the millstones over there in Bavel, or times in the Mishnah. But in those of Eretz Yisrael, Shlosha mina itztrubel, it's 3 from the itztrubel, which is some other container. It's like a rim around the millstone. Shemar mina kosher is 4 from one of the hoppers. So in any event, whatever those things are, it's a slightly different shear. Okay, we'll stop here. Let me just see if I can find here what sort of is down. Rock, slick, granite. Yerushalmi, Baba Bakr, Tsunam. Tsunam Mutra. Again, the neighbor's granite wall is germane. Again, I have to tell you the funny story. Obviously, it's granite because my wife had our downstairs bath remodeled. And she said that she wanted to have marble on put in the bathroom. Contractor said, no, if you have boys and they sometimes miss the toilet, so it's better to have granite because granite doesn't get damaged by the urine. So you see that he's a Taka from car contractor. He must have known the Yerushalmi of Avasa, which says that granite walls, it's okay. And that Rabbi Yochanan was okay because it was Tsunam. Okay, we'll stop here for this evening.